He has with him as travelling companion my foster brother, Dost Akbar, who knows his secret. Dost Akbar has promised this knight to lead him to a side postern of the fort, and has chosen this one for his purpose. Here he will come presently, and here he will find Muhammad Singh and myself awaiting him. The place is lonely, and none shall know of his coming. The world shall know the merchant Ahmed no more, but the great treasure of the Raja shall be divided amongst us. What say you to it, Sahib? In Worcestershire, the life of a man seems a great and a sacred thing, but it is very different when there is fire and blood all around you, and you have been used to meeting death at every turn. Whether Ahmed the merchant lived or died was a thing as light as air to me, but at the talk about the treasure, my heart turned to it, and I thought of what I might do in the old country with it, and how my folk would stare when they saw their ne'er-do-well coming back with his pockets full of gold moidores. I had, therefore, already made up my mind. Abdullah Khan, however, thinking that I hesitated, pressed the matter more closely. "Consider, Sahib," said he, "that if this man is taken by the commandant, he will be hung or shot, and his jewels taken by the government, so that no man will be a rupee the better for them. Now, since we do the taking of him, why should we not do the rest as well? The jewels will be as well with us as in the company's coffers. There will be enough to make every one of us rich men and great chiefs. No one can know about the matter, for here we are cut off from all men. What could be better for the purpose? Say again then, Sahib, whether you are with us, or if we must look upon you as an enemy."